You know, Coach, when you look at what Miles was able to do through the injuries and through all the stuff, I mean, how impressed were you in the fact that he still wanted to go out there and not risk or and risk, you know, more injury to what he had already done?
You know, I don't know that there was, you know, I don't like to use the word, you know, more risk. You know, obviously, you know, our training staff would not have, you know, allowed him on the field, you know, if there was an increase of risk opportunity there. But what it says to me is, you know, he loves playing football. He's a tough guy, you know, and you're going to get, you know, those kind of situations that come up. And you know, this is way above, you know, my expertise, but there comes a point in time when there's pain that you're dealing with or there's an injury. And sometimes, you know, football players have to play with pain. And you know, we certainly don't expect anybody to play with an injury that's going to, you know, put them at jeopardy. And, you know, Miles doesn't mind playing with pain, as a lot of our guys do. And, you know, there's a lot of them playing in pain that you never know about. You know, that's what happens in football. It's a physical game. I don't know if you've ever played the game, but, it's been a long time since I played, but I can certainly remember there wasn't a time that I came off the football field at the end of the game that I was not hurting somewhere. You know, if I did, I probably didn't get in the game. If that's true and a guy comes off, he probably hadn't been in the game either. He's probably been on the sideline cheerleading, and there's nothing wrong with that. But my point is, you know, it says a lot for him in terms of, you know, who he is. He is a great young man who is a great football player that loves playing the game. And as a coach, that's what you look for. You want to have guys that enjoy playing the game. And, you know, playing the game, you're going to have some pain.
Olin on the second row, then Chip, and then Zach.
John, what does Kansas State do well, and is there a previous opponent that maybe you think they're similar to?
Well, yeah, I don't know about the, you know, opponent, but, you know, what they do well is, you know, they're well coached. You know, Coach Snyder, I mean, he's got a legacy that stands true. They're going to be physical. They're going to be disciplined. They're not going to do things to beat themselves, and they're going to do everything they can to run the football. And as a defensive football team coach, you better be prepared to try to stop the running game. If he can run it 50 times, that's what he's going to do. And they've kind of found their way of getting that done towards the back end of the season. The last six games are a little bit different from the first six games in terms of, you know, they running the football, they were dominant in the last six games of the season. And, you know, it starts with a quarterback that's their leading rusher. You know, and it starts with, you know, the discipline. It starts with the toughness. And it starts with the scheme. You know, we will see some run schemes we hadn't seen all year. And that's, you know, that's not unusual, you know, but that happens in bowl games, particularly when you're playing, you know, obviously a non-conference team.
We go on the left side seated. Chip?
You mentioned John Ertz, the quarterback. He doesn't look necessarily like an explosive player, but you look up and he's gained 7 yards every time. Would you discuss just his running style and how he's able to break tackles and do what he does running the football?
Well, there's a couple things. And number one, with the design runs, he's very patient. You know, he lets things happen in front of him. You know, he reads blockers very, very well, and he does a tremendous job of running the football because he is big and physical. And it's, you know, it's not surprising to see him have that kind of success. You got a guy that's 6'4", I don't know, 230, somewhere in that range, that has good feet. And then when he takes off, you know, he looks, you know, real, real fast. But he's fast enough. I'm not going to judge his speed. He's fast enough. One of the things that, you know, will surprise you a little bit, a lot of those plays, he bounces to the perimeter. And that's when you get a chance to see his speed. Again, I don't know exactly what he runs, but he runs fast enough to be able to bounce on a lot of defenses and get yards outside the perimeter.
We go up front, Zach, and then we'll go to the back, and then Brent. And sit down.
Coach Sumlin had made note, and I know several people had, about the number of snaps that this defense has taken throughout the year. How big is it, though, having this time off to allow them to rest, to get prepared, and kind of heal your wounds a little bit?
Well, you know, everybody's got that, you know, the same opportunity, and certainly, you know, you do get, you know, concerned about that. You know, it takes a little bit of time to recover, but as a coach, you know, I'd rather have 2 or 3 days to recover and get back on the saddle. You know, But you got a long time. We had an opportunity to, you know, really hit the road in terms of recruiting and doing some things there. They had opportunities to, you know, finish up what they needed to do academically where they could finish strong. So that part of it is all good, you know, and certainly, you know, we should benefit, and I think we have benefited because you can see, you know, the speed looks a little bit different in practice now. And I use an old analogy that's so true. You know, you've been around football for many, many years, and when all the players out there practicing, you really don't realize, you know, where they are. Now, we've got all this GPS stuff that, you know, helps us and all that kind of thing. But the point I'm going to make is this. I've seen it year after year. You know, you don't like to see it, but you get a guy that's injured, and he sits out for 4 or 5 days, maybe a week, and then he comes back to practice, and you look out there, and he's the fastest guy on the field. So that tells you a little bit about the wear and tear, and it tells you a little bit about what fresh legs look like, because when you don't see fresh legs until you see them in that situation, you don't really get the full understanding.
Go to the back left, Colin.
Coach, what are you hoping to see from your run defense against Kansas State that maybe you didn't see over the last portion of the season?
Well, obviously, you know, it starts with this. We got to tackle better. There's no question about that. You know, we got to tackle better. You know, we got to do a great job of swarming to the football, getting their numbers, not just one guy, and having a second, third guy, you know, assumed that anybody's going to make the tackle. You know, we've got to play great pursuit, and we got to do a great job of tackling.
Go right up front to Brent and then to Suzanne.
Coach Sumlin talked about scheme personnel when he had time to look at the tape about the defense following the LSU game. What have been your conclusions in terms of what your defense needs to do to kind of take a step forward from here?
I mean, there's a lot of things, and again, some of them I'm not going to talk about, but things that I'm willing to talk about is, again, number one, we got to get in position to tackle, and we got to do a better job of tackling. There's no question about that. You know, we put a big emphasis on turnovers, and we're going to continue to do that, but we're not going to do it and jeopardize tackling. And I think, you know, at times, you know, we've let that occur. You know, turnovers are great, but if we get a three and out, that's just as good. You know, you lose a little bit of field position, but certainly we're not going to jeopardize tackling. I think we've put a good bit of time in bowl preparation, you know, working fundamentals and technique. And, you know, it's something that, you know, if you're not careful during the season, you can lose some of that. And we certainly felt like we needed to spend that time in bowl practice, and we have.
Second row on the right, Suzanne.
Hey, John, do y'all think that given that Kansas State may be one of the few Big 12 teams who likes to emphasize the run and doesn't play that up-tempo, that maybe you all lucked out in your bowl assignment and not getting one of those other high-tempo teams?
No, not really. I mean, everybody has different problems that they present, you know, and, you know, it's – you know, they're a great running football team, you know, and what is, you know, maybe we'd be better off playing somebody that threw it all the time. Who knows? I mean, I'm not going to go there, but, you know, they're a great running football team. They've got some balance. They can throw the football. They got receivers outside. So, you know, we're playing a good team, and I'm excited about, you know, I'm excited about the matchup. I'm excited about this, you know, about seeing, you know, where we are at this time, and certainly, you know, hopefully what we've done in bowl preparation, hopefully, you know, we're going to be a little bit better than we were on our last outing. We've got to be. There's no question about that.
Time for a couple more. Right side, Ben.
You know, when Miles is healthy and able to bring, you know, good rush off the edge, how does that let you, you know, affect scheme, and how are you allowed to play with the other two portions of the defense?
Well, you know, when you got a guy that's obviously a dominant pass rusher, you know, that's always a plus. But at the same time, you know, when you're talking about dealing with this quarterback, you know, people can scheme against you. You know, they can, you know, they can take what is your strength and convert it to a weakness. You know, and we're not going to allow that to happen. We got to be disciplined in our pass rush. You know, the 960 some yards that he's rushed for, have all that hadn't been on the Zion quarterback runs. There's a big portion of it that have been when people were not disciplined in their pass rush. And that's the thing you have to understand when you start talking about pass rush. You know, you have to be disciplined in your lanes. You know, you can't create seams for the quarterback to go run, because, you know, he's made more first downs that way. And I don't know this for a fact, so don't, you know, you may fact check me. I know we're, but he's made a bunch of first downs scrambling as a quarterback. And you know, we got hurt in the Ole Miss game, you know, because we were not necessarily who it was, but we were not disciplined in some pursuit angles that we needed to be in, you know, in those kind of situations, and the quarterback made plays. So you have to be disciplined in your pass rush. But listen, it's always a plus when you got a dominant pass rusher like Miles. And listen, we got other guys that can rush the passer. You know, I like to talk about Day-Day too. You know, he does a tremendous job for us. So we got a little bit balanced there. But the thing that we got to do is we got to be able to compress the pocket, take away the lanes for the quarterback to escape, and then we got to be effective getting air and tackling him, because, you know, this guy does a tremendous job. And, you know, by the way, I say this, they already know it, but, you know, he likes to dip and go to his left. You know, we understand that. You know, we gotta, you know, compress that pocket and keep him in the pocket.
Zach, front left, you'll wrap us up.
And talking a little bit about Miles, I know having coached so many years for you, if this indeed is his last game, where do you feel like he stacks up in guys that you've coached before?
You know, you probably shouldn't make, you know, comparisons, but, you know, yeah, I will, you know, and let me say this, talent-wise, I go back, you know, Leonard Little was a little bit different than Miles, but he wasn't as big. You know, he may, as fast twitch as Miles is, he may have been a little more fast twitch. But, you know, Miles is the best big athlete that I've ever been on the field with. There's no question. There's no question. He's an outstanding young man. He has talent. You don't find guys that are 6'5 plus that can bend and turn and run. And I've said this before. You don't find those guys. They're not out there. He can do that better than any big athlete I've been around. And I think that's a pretty big statement. It would be hard for me to tell you that I've been on the field with one better. You know, he is the best that I've been on the field with.